Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. U.S. investigators think the drone that hit a U.S. base in Jordan was mistaken by base defenders for a U.S. spy drone that was returning at the same time.
The Pentagon reporting that Jordan drone strike not only killed three Americans, but injured at least 40 others. U.S. response?
We certainly don't seek a war, and frankly, we don't see Iran wanting to seek a war with the United States.
Pentagon spokesperson Sabrina Singh not outlining what that response might be. Republican Senators Lindsey Graham and Roger Wicker urging the president to order a strike on Iran. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Republicans running the House Homeland Security Committee today expect to approve articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Two New York City brothers charged with stockpiling an arsenal of ghost guns, explosive devices, anarchistic propaganda, and a hit list in their home in Queens. This is ABC News. Russian cheating in the last Olympics did not go unpunished. ABC's Brian Clark has the story.
A long-running dispute from the Beijing Olympics came to an end when the Court of Arbitration for Sport upheld the disqualification of Russian figure skater Kamila Valieva. She had tested positive for a banned substance. The disqualification means that the U.S. is set to be elevated to the gold medal in the team figure skating event. Valieva, who was 15 at the time, is banned through next December, just before the start of the 2026 Winter Games. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Cops in the Detroit suburb of Roseville, Michigan, arrested a man accused of stealing money from a bank customer. Patting down the individual, they found a palm-sized, blue-eyed, blue pit bull puppy in one of his jacket pockets. The five-week-old female was checked out by Macomb County Animal Control and was in foster care before being returned to the suspected thief, who's charged with larceny. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A wintry mix of drizzle, freezing drizzle, and some snow in the overnight. We'll see mostly cloudy skies and upper 20s by sunrise, northwest winds. Any of that wintry mix will be done early. We'll have a mostly cloudy sky, and in the afternoon, we'll climb to the upper 30s. Currently, 32 degrees.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press, and the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
Crank it up. Crank it up.
98Q Country.
I gave you hell on Friday night, all about that single life. I gave my mama a reason to pray, didn't care about trying to change. No, I gave you hell.
Q Country.
Song puts a smile on my face. Boondocks, Little Big Town. Got music on the way from Luke Combs, Sugarland. Plus, what songs ease your anxiety? Tell you that in a few.
We'll be right back. 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Talk about the desert and the Joshua tree.
things are. Well, a lot of people get a little anxiety when they have to go to the doctor or the dentist, something like that. And oftentimes you'll hear music playing in waiting rooms. What's the most popular song that eases people's anxiety in waiting rooms? Don't Stop Believing by Journey, followed by Nelly Furtado, I'm Like a Bird, Africa Toto, Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison, and Hey Soul Sister by Train. Now, I'm looking through the top 20 songs. I'm a little upset there's no country music on the top 20 songs. However, the genres most associated with pain and anxiety at the doctor's office, classical for pain, anxiety, country, jazz for pain, pop for anxiety, country for pain, and classical.
My daughter is normally a little goofball. But after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.
Best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure that you'll get your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
And Jackson Hewitt also guarantees the accuracy of your return for life.
Hewitt, yeah!
So don't just sit there. For your biggest refund guaranteed, walk into a Jackson Hewitt today and dance out Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
What are you doing up? Shouldn't you be in bed? Of course you're not. You're too busy worrying about your business. Inventory, employees, labor shortages. How can you even begin to think about customers? That's where Civic Media and 98Q Country come in. Radio advertising remains one of the most effective ways to reach an audience. And with the free Civic Media app, even the cell phone crowd listens all the time now. Did I mention Civic Media has gone digital too? We're not talking about your daily Facebook posts. Call 98Q Country today at 715-762-3221 and ask us how we could get your ads on a gas pump, YouTube video, or the top of a Google search. Or maybe we cut out the middleman and you call me at 715-497-3602. Now that we've sorted that out, you can rest easy. Go to bed.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Sunday, February 11th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Country Cafe in Fifield. It's the Fifield American Legion's annual Super Bowl breakfast. It's all you can eat, with adults getting in for $9 and children under 5 are free. Once again, that is Sunday, February 11th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Country Cafe for the Fifield American Legion's annual Super Bowl breakfast.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
It's not the same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead and turn it up.
Yeah, but
98Q Country.
Been so long living in hell.
98QCountry.com.
Well, I went to California and I had me a band, and we played in all the bars and all the off the southern lands. We played all night and we drank for free, all of my boys and me.
From Chase Beckham. I don't understand how this happens. A woman in New Jersey had her home vandalized last week. She doesn't know why or who did it. There was actually no real damage. Police are investigating the case because her home was vandalized with pepperoni. That's right. Why would somebody waste good pepperoni? That's right. They just threw pepperoni all over her yard. That's more expensive than toilet paper, isn't it? I don't know. I haven't bought pepperoni in a while, but I know it can't be that expensive.
A little freezing drizzle, maybe a few flurries this morning. Then it's going to be mostly cloudy all day long today. Our high right around 36 this afternoon with wind out of the north at 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 27. Tomorrow, sunny, warmer, a bit breezy with a high right around 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
Today's hottest country.
The biggest stars in country music.
Hi, this is Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah.
98Q Country.
Well, look who it is. Last call I thought I'd get. How's your mama? How you been? Girl, it's been too long. Saw your sister at the Circle K. Her baby number two was on the way. Hadn't seen her since her wedding day with you on my arm. It's good to hear from you again. Girl, what a coincidence. I was just thinking about that weekend out on Cumberland Lake. And that one time in Baton Rouge will be made out in the rain. Where we went chasing falling stars on a hill at your daddy's farm. Don't be sorry for calling me a rat out of the blue. I was just thinking about.
I started reminiscing. I've been on the edge.
favorites, your classics, your country. 98Q Country.
Yeah.
skier in Lake Tahoe got stuck mid-air in a gondola for 15 hours in freezing temperatures last week. Temperatures got down to 23 degrees. The skier was tired and didn't want to ski down the hill or snowboard down the hill, I guess. Got in the gondola to ride it down. Well, started riding it down, and, well, they shut it off for the night. Was stuck hanging up there. Didn't get down until the next morning. Problem is, she had probably had to go to the bathroom up there. That's uncomfortable. I don't think I could hold it for 15 hours. The person's okay, though.
Hi, I'm Jade, and the little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the savoriness of the sausage, the fluffiness of the egg, and the butteriness of the biscuit. It's amazing. The perfect start to my day.
Hi, everyone. It's Justin. A little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the fluffy egg, the melted cheese, and the sizzling sausage. It's the start to your morning that you didn't know you need.
Order a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit and Simply Orange juice on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Nothing slows my little girl down. Except a stuffy nose. That's why I use Sinex Children's Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus and everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children's Saline. Sinex? Breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Brand new country.
Between a rock and a hard place.
Q Country.
It was always hotter than the Greeks. She used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of Rusty. And on the pale side of blue, a cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed in Mamaw's house. If every night's aunt had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Well, maybe this crazy world straighten up and slow on down. If every town.
Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.